You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Got a fresh mind bender for you today. Big brains in the back seat. The only people eligible to call in today are between the ages of 7 and 17. Generally, with the mind bender, you got to be 18 or older. We make an exception every once. What would you say? Like three times a year, maybe?
Probably. Yeah, 3 to 4. We have fun.
Roughly.
Yeah.
Where you can be 7 to 17. There's a few things that we need to ask of parents who are excited. If your child is 4, 5, or 6, we love you. We cannot tell you how much we love you. It's so much. But we do need to make this 7 to 17. Also, you're going to want to be on speakerphone, and you can't do that either. Just go ahead and take it off of speakerphone when you call in so that the kids can talk directly into the phone. Otherwise, we won't be able to hear them. The good news is Jeremy and Josh put this together as a podcast each time we do it. So you don't even need to worry about hearing it live as it happens. There's a delay anyway.
Yeah.
And they'll post this as a podcast today. And everyone whose kid gets through will live in infamy as a podcast for years to come.
Give Josh about 30 minutes after the Mindbender. He'll get that edited up and we'll throw it online. And you can send it to everybody around the country and around the world. All right.
How do people find that, Jeremy?
I think your best bet today is going to go to mix100.com. Click on the Dom and Jeremy link, and you can find all the podcasts there. We could probably throw it up on our Facebook, too. We'll throw it up on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy, as well.
And if you're in the Mindbender Club, it will be going out. The link will go out to the thousands of people in the Mindbender Club today, too. So there you go. All right, let's get to it. Jeremy, you're going to be going first today.
Okay.
Kids were asked to describe their perfect Christmas morning. They could put down a whole bunch of things, describe all the things that would make that Christmas morning perfect. And nearly 60% said that it included blank.
Oh. Huh.
Kids were asked to describe their perfect Christmas morning, and nearly 60% said it included what?
Okay.
Think about it. Here's the phone number to call and play. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. For 7 to 17-year-olds only. If it's busy, keep trying. I promise you this is a very popular feature. Don't give up with that busy signal. Keep trying to get through. Jeremy, what's your answer?
I'm not going to go gifts. I'm going to say that they want to eat cinnamon rolls on Christmas morning.
Cinnamon rolls.
So good.
Josh, what do you think?
That was my exact answer.
Shut your mouth. I'm not kidding,
because I've done that every single year for my entire life. That's so funny.
How many times are you going to say that
this year? No, I'm not going to take that one. I'm going to go differently, but that's what my brain went to right away. Go. I'm going to say they want to do nothing else but open gifts right away, right when they wake up.
Boom. Rip them open.
Opening gifts immediately.
Yep.
Now, you may take either answer you've heard from the panel, or maybe there's a different answer that you think would be more likely to win. Totally cool. Just call 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. If you're put on hold, be patient. Get us off your speakerphone or Bluetooth. And good luck. What do we got as a prize today? Do we have two prizes?
I guess, we can do two prizes. Tell you what.
Because I think what we like to do is give the kids the special prize, and then our usual prize we give to mom and or dad or grandma or grandpa, whatever.
Let's start with the gift that the prize that we're going to give to the kids. You're going to win a pair of Elitch Gardens season passes for 2022. You can get on the boomerang, the brain drain, the mind eraser, many, many times with those pair of passes to Elitch's. And then, for the parents, how about a pair of tickets to go see the Denver Nuggets take on the Charlotte Hornets? That's going down December 23rd, 7 o'clock, Ball Arena.
God, what a great group of prizes.
It's a smorgasbord.
Very good. All right, let's get to the phones. And here we go with Big Brains in the back seat. Jeremy, our first caller is Kylie. Good morning, Kylie.
Hi, Kai, Kai.
Hello.
Hello.
Kylie, where do you go to school?
Cherry Hills.
Cherry Hills.
Cherry Hills.
All right.
The perfect Christmas morning, nearly 60% said it included what?
I mean, it was probably a new pet.
New pet.
A new pet.
Like a pony or a ferret. A salamander.
You know, I had some friend of mine post on Facebook a photo from when they were a kid when they actually got a pony.
What? Those things happen?
Yes.
What?
And that was hilarious. They said, I actually got a pony.
How do you top that next Christmas? You know, that's it. You got to be done with Christmases after that. We're done.
Kylie, yeah, like that answer is...
That's right.
That answer is not right, but it's a really good try, okay?
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for being on the show. Next up, it's Emma. Emma, where do you go to school?
Three Creeks K.
That's a great school. 60% said the perfect Christmas morning included what?
Lots of candy in your stocking.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
What's your favorite candy?
I don't know.
You don't know?
You've got to be kidding.
You want a stocking full of candy and you don't even know what kind of candy?
Well, probably Skittles.
Skittles. There you go. Taste the rainbow.
Emma, I wish that answer was right. It is not candy, but that's a good try, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye-bye. Thank you for being on the show. Who's next? Chloe. Chloe, where do you go to school?
I go to Fox Hollow.
Oh, Muffle Elementary.
I've spoken at Fox Hollow.
Oh, Fox Hollow. Is that what she said?
Fox Hollow. I've been there before.
Okay.
Chloe, what's the winning answer today?
Fast snow falling.
Oh.
That's pretty good.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. That's a great guess, but it is not snow. It has nothing to do with snow, okay?
Okay.
All right, Chloe.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Okay.
Okay. Hey, Jake, where do you go to school?
I go to Woodrow Wilson Academy.
That's a great school. What do you think is the winning answer? What do you got for me?
I think it is parents waking up when you wake up.
Oh, what are the odds of your parents waking up at 3 a.m. with you, Jake?
Pretty low.
Pretty low, that's right, buddy. That's right.
Oh, my goodness. Jake, that's a great guess. That's not the winning answer, but thank you for calling, and have a great day, okay?
Fiddlesticks. Thanks.
Bye, Jake.
Okay, bye, Jake.
That's cute.
Hello, Emily. Good morning. Where do you go to school?
I go to DCIS at Baker.
I didn't hear what that was.
No,
where
me
do you go
either.
To school?
DCIS at Baker.
DCIS at Baker.
DCIS at Baker.
It's a long school name.
Yeah.
What do you got for the winning answer? The perfect Christmas morning includes what?
Lots of presents.
Yeah. Just lots and hundreds of presents.
Yeah.
Just hundreds.
Yeah.
Like the number that Jeremy used to get when he was a kid.
Thousands.
You know, I think probably 100% of kids would say it included presents. Mm-hmm. So that's not it. But Emily, that's a good try. Thank you for calling, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Bye.
Okay, bye. Do I need to give a clue already?
I don't know. Is anybody close?
I don't think so. Nobody's close yet.
Okay.
Nobody on the phones has been close yet. Hi, Landon. Good morning.
Good morning.
Where do you go to school?
North Arvada Middle.
That's excellent. What's the winning answer today, Landon?
Waking up and waking every step so you can see your presence.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. When I was a kid, my dad, some would say he was cruel because we would wake up and he kept the door closed to the main room where the Christmas tree was. And he wouldn't let us go running in there. We had to get up.
Yeah.
We had to make our beds. We had to brush our teeth.
Yes.
Sometimes they would be like, we're going to have breakfast first.
Your dad does
he
that
does?
Too.
He does.
Yeah, my parents did it too. Yeah. You had to clean everything up before you could go downstairs and...
Oh, man.
Those parents. What a pain.
That answer is not right. Has nothing to do with the parents getting up or letting you in to see your presence. Has nothing to do with that, okay?
Okay.
All right, buddy. Have a good day.
Okay. Thanks, Landon. Have a fun day, buddy. Thanks for being on the show. Hello, Nick. Where do you go to school?
I go to Greeley Central High School.
Yeah? And what's the winning answer today, sir?
I'm going to take Josh's answer.
What did Josh say?
I think the cinnamon rolls.
No, that was mine, man. That was Jeremy.
That's what Jeremy said. Are you going with cinnamon rolls, really?
Yeah, we'll go with that.
Yeah, they're so good.
Nick, I'm going to tell you two things.
Oh.
One, you and Jeremy... are not right. Dang it. But the second thing I'm going to tell you is that you and Jeremy are way closer than anyone else.
Oh, come on, Nick. We were so close,
Way closer. It is not cinnamon rolls, but wait until you hear the answer and you'll kick yourself, okay?
Ouch.
Okay, thank you guys. You guys have a good day.
Thanks, Nick.
You as well, Nick. Have a great day at school, buddy. Appreciate you being on the show. How's that for a clue, buddy?
Darn it.
It is so not close. Cinnamon rolls, but that's really close.
All right.
Mackenzie, tell me right now, where do you go to school?
You're on the phone, but I don't know what to say.
Mackenzie, you're on.
You don't know what to say?
I don't know
Mackenzie.
She's getting yelled at. Mackenzie, you're on the air.
Mackenzie, where do you go to school?
Rentner.
Okay, I believe you.
Didn't get that at all.
At all.
What's the winning answer, Mackenzie?
Chocolate. Eating Christmas chocolate.
That is such a good guess.
Yeah, you're so cute.
And it does involve food, but it is not Christmas chocolate. Good try, okay?
Okay, bye.
Bye, Mackenzie.
Bye. That is Big Brains in the Backseat right there, Jeremy.
Wow.
Encapsulated in one call.
So cute.
That is it. Have I pretty much let you guys know?
Hey, it's right there
that it is a that it is a food. It is a food. Tucker. Tell me first where you go to school.
I go to Twain Elementary.
Good job.
That's excellent. I used to know a few teachers at Twain Elementary.
Oh, yeah?
What's the winning answer? I've said it's a food. Do you think you can figure out which kind of food?
You have cookies or hot chocolate, some type of dessert for breakfast.
That's so many guesses right there.
Cookies for breakfast.
Cookies?
Cookies.
Cookies.
I will tell you this, it is not a snack type of food. It is not cookies or candy of any kind. It is actually a breakfast food. So thank you for trying, okay?
Thank you.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Have fun at Twain today. Jeremy, it is a specific food.
Come on, guys.
Hey,
come on.
Grace. Grace, where do you go to school?
I go to Armadale Academy.
You sound confident here. I have a feeling you might get it. What's the winning answer?
French toast.
Oh, yum.
Grace, that's not it. But you're even closer than Jeremy was. That's a good try, okay?
Now we know.
Okay.
Bye, Grace.
Have a great day. Have a good day at school. Bye. Bye. So now, Cooper, first, where do you go to school?
Altitude Elementary.
That's a good one. Kids were asked to describe their perfect Christmas morning. Nearly 60% said it included what?
Pancakes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you know what, Cooper? You are the mind bender winner.
I won.
Yeah, you won.
Yeah,
yay,
you absolutely
Cooper.
Won.
Cooper knows pancakes.
They went out and they surveyed thousands of kids, and they asked them to describe their perfect Christmas morning. Nearly 60% said it included pancakes.
Yes.
Yay.
Yay. Put a little whipped cream beard on it, make it look like Santa.
Oh, that's funny. Hey, who's there cheering in the car with you, Cooper? Who's that who's all excited?
Mom and Charlotte.
Oh, Mom and Charlotte. And Charlotte.
Well, you get the prize, my friend. You've got a couple of season passes for next year to Elitch Gardens, okay?
Yeah.
Yay.
All right.
Okay, cool. Buddy.
And before we put you on hold, Cooper, tell me, tell the world, and tell everybody at your school, how big is your brain?
Probably not too big.
Yeah. No. It's bigger than Santa's sack, buddy. Of toys. Of toys.
Cooper, will you hand the phone to your mom, and both of you hold on for a moment, okay?
Hold on, buddy.
Okay.
All right, thank you for listening. Cooper's mom, hold on, and Josh will come back and talk about the prizes.
Look at that.
So there you go. Cooper's the winner today of Big Brains in the Back Seat. The winning answer, pancakes. Jeremy, look how close you were.
I know. Darn it. Seminoles. That is a good Christmas morning, though, isn't it? Some little pancakes.
Pancakes on Christmas morning?
Yeah.
Oh,
that'd be good.
Please.
Girl, please.
There you go. We'll do another Big Brains in the Back Seat probably sometime, in the first couple of months of next year, maybe by February, March, you think?
Yeah. Yep.
Probably, yeah. But I will have a brand new Mindbender tomorrow.